When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you are tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop talk, news, and dare I say some K-drama this week. There's a lot of K-drama.
Yeah.
In terms of like K-drama, like romantic K-dramas. We'll talk a little bit about that with some recent developments of BTS and Blackpink members and some other drama. Those are the negative kind of drama involving Stray Kids and an unmentionable group, I guess you could say. Also, we got a little bit of just stuff to talk about, like small little things here and there. We like the aespa, I guess, some Le Sserafim ish and of course there's a lot of there's a decent amount of BTS. I know we're gonna talk about them with our K-drama stuff, but stuff going on with BTS as well that also involves, I guess you could say, some drama with another group. And before we get started with all this K-drama, there's a K-drama in the K-pop world. We do have our Twice Japan CDs giveaway, right,
yes.
Haley? So where can people check us out?
You can check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And you could send us DMs.
Yes, and people have been
on Instagram specifically, yes.
We've had a handful of people already reach out and submit their entries for the Twice giveaway. I don't know if you've seen it, because I was the one answering.
I've seen it. I've replied back. Okay. I took a glance at it today.
So thanks to those who have already entered. If you want to join and win a two Twice CDs from Japan.
Yes.
Which are?
It's the Candy Pops.
Candy Pop and Fanfare.
And Fanfare, yes. They're both from like they're from that K-pop store that me and Haley like raved about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not from a Tower Records. So
no.
These were like, I guess they're technically secondhand.
Yeah.
But damn, like they're still like, anything you buy from Japan is, you could, even if it's secondhand, it's basically brand new. Like,
yeah.
It's just so well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like both of them brand new. One of them is like completely wrapped and sealed still. So so do you want to tell our fellow onces out there how they can, kind of
join
this? That's the word I'm looking for.
Let us know who your Twice bias is, your record, and also your favorite song from Twice.
Perfect. And we've been getting a couple different members actually all around. We actually every member has been a little different. Got some Nyons, Dubus, Chewies,
Chase.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's surprisingly enough, some people have said that they like are wrecked by Sana, but no other full on Sana biases.
Mm-hmm.
But you got yourself a fellow Nyon bias for sure. And I think, if you're tuning in, give us a follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We are the Permission to Stand podcast, and you could check us out on all platforms. We are available pretty much everywhere, from Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Stitcher, I think, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Thank you. And so let's get started. I think I just have a note here. It's almost like a note to myself because I used to watch a lot of his shows. But after Japan and after just recently, I haven't watched really any K-pop like interviews and all those like the Lennyverse, Into the Lennyverse, which is like Le Sserafim's like run BTS of their variety show. I made a note for myself to kind of catch up to that, especially with Jonathan, one of my favorite hosts, as most of you know, that hosts One of his main shows was K-Star Next Door.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out, check it out, like the Stray Kids episode, because if you're a stay, there's an amazing and hilarious Stray Kids episode with him.
Mm-hmm.
He interviewed twice. He did Le Sserafim. Mm-hmm. He recently just interviewed our favorite fourth gen, should I say fourth or fifth gen soloist?
Yeah, Taeyong.
Taeyong of Big Bang. And man, that was funny. Do you want to bring up like what it was that they were kind of talking about?
I didn't watch the whole thing yet, but then the first like maybe minute of it.
That's all you need to know. This is like a preview, an appetizer of what to expect.
Yeah, and Jonathan brought up to Taeyong. He's like, oh, like, how come you didn't shave your armpits? Like, it's the trend right now to have shaved armpits. And then Taeyong was like, and then he looked at the picture and he's like, for that, I'm sorry. Because, like, you know, back then, like, when Taeyong and, like, Big Bang were around in that second gen, no one shaved their armpits. It was all, like, hairy and stuff for guys, not girls. Girls always shave their armpits.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure, like, SNSD didn't have, no. Like...
No, but for guys, like, it wasn't a thing for them to shave their armpits. But then if you notice now, all like the fourth gen boys, they don't have any hair under their pits or arms or on their legs or anything. Like, they have to be hairless.
Aside from the top of their heads,
mm-hmm.
I see no hair anywhere.
Yeah. So I guess that's what's in right now. And then like basically Jonathan was saying, like, why didn't you? Obviously Taeyong doesn't have hair now because like he's in the cool. Like he,
duh, because he's a Gen 4 idol.
He's with the trends now, so he's obviously shaved his armpits. But it was just funny. I was like, damn. And then me and my other friend were just laughing about it because then we went and looked at like other older videos and we're like, damn, you know what? They really didn't shave their armpits. This is all
I need to watch some Gen 2 girl groups. I got to make sure
the girls were fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, but it was just interesting topic. I was like, damn, he really bringing that up?
Okay. Well, that's Jonathan in a nutshell. He's like almost like unfiltered and then like is super funny mm-hmm. without trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like he's just being himself. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Like a lot of his shows are really good. He was even featured on one of those more... I forgot the name of that show. There's a recent show with like Chaewon with a bunch of other female like artists and like no it's not just even artists but just like yeah there's a bunch of them and he was in that too mm-hmm. One of our friends Oscar is currently watching that and has been trying to make me watch it. I haven't checked it out yet, but his shows are really funny and I want to make sure I catch more of his shows and catch up on a lot of them.
Yeah, he doesn't have too many, actually.
He doesn't, no. Like, no. Even that K-Star Next Door, he did a lot of interviews within that span, but that was only, like, within a span of, like, a month-ish.
Yeah.
But it was all great. Like, especially our fellow Onces who are listening right now, you should check out, you know, like, his Twice interview. It was only three of the members.
Yeah, and it's all your favorite ones.
Oh, yeah.
Sana, Nayeon, and Momo.
Oh, yeah. Momo. Best friend.
Yeah.
It's just really entertaining, and it's a good place to kind of start, too. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. If you're kind of like, because some of the other variety shows are kind of over the top and kind of like what, like weird?
Yeah.
They
and
could
then,
get
like,
kind of weird.
Yeah.
So there's a good entry level K-pop like variety show / interview to get into. Plus, he karaoke's with them, like in some random, like, it looks like a bathroom
like
at the end, but it's so funny. What were you gonna say?
I don't know what I was gonna say.
Perfect. Okay, next. Going on. So Winner, you're familiar with Winner, right?
Yeah, I did listen to them. I wasn't like a super fan or anything, but I listened to their songs. They had good songs back then.
Were they gen 2 or gen 3 would you consider them?
I think it was like
still gen 3. Like they're probably right there, right?
Like in the beginning, I think.
Well, did you know that one of their ex members, Taehyun, he is I don't know if he's on the run, but he has an arrest warrant for suspicion of methamphetamine use.
That's not good.
It's really bad doing if you get caught doing weed.
Yeah, in Korea.
In Korea. Can you imagine getting caught and then for meth? Mm-hmm. Oh man, you're screwed. Like, I feel like you're out of like the entertainment industry and everything, right?
Yeah.
So he's pretty much screwed if like anything else, like if it does kind of go through and they find more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Him and then I guess this other girl, Seo Min Jae.
Yeah.
I guess she's like a model / like was in some recent show also or something. I don't really know who she is. I don't even know why they're both like getting an arrest warrant together. Maybe they're doing the meth together.
I was like, well, that's so weird. But, like, random.
Like, how do you feel about that? Or, like, what did you think of when I told you this news?
It was just funny to me, but not really funny. But I was clearing out my friends list, or, like, people that I follow.
My follower list on Instagram,
my private Instagram.
Right.
Because I was, like, going through, I was like, man, like, half of the people that I'm following, or like idols that I'm following, is like I'm not interested in them anymore. So, and he was,
I don't want to play with you anymore.
He was actually one of the ones that I unfollowed maybe like a couple of days ago.
Oh,
so that's why his name was familiar. I was like, oh yeah, him. But
good thing you dropped him. You don't want to be associated with a meth user in Korea for sure. Yeah. So that's pretty crazy. But then, like, already we know how crazy. We've had like an episode a long, long time ago about like drug use in Korea.
Yeah,
that was really interesting. Like, it was an interesting topic because, like, yeah, like, it's, oh my, I'm god, like, this is scary, like, ass spider like crawling down, but then it's on the outside. Do you see it of our house?
I was gonna that say like scary. I'm like indifferent to it because I feel like they shouldn't be putting them in jail. They should be like giving them help, you know, if they're using drugs.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they?
Like give you know them who rehab? You should put in jail? Like, this is the same, similar to the conversation we had. Like, this is like episodes a long, long time ago. Like, are the sexual abuse and assault problems?
Yeah,
not the people just taking
drugs. Keep them in jail, like, on then drugs. Like, give the ones that are taking drugs, they need help. And, so, like, I don't know.
But the weird thing is that the crime for like all this drug use, like, it's like they get more in trouble, and it's like more like what's that word? There's like, it's just the law goes down on them harder than these, like, you know, all these different like assault cases, right? And like, they're just and harassment cases. It's kind of weird. It's kind of sad, and it's kind of weird. But that's not what we are going to be talking about today. We will continue on, and Jackson Wang.
Yes.
He's been still on his tour.
Yes, he's still
It's been awesome. He has really cool interactions with fans because he takes fans on stage.
I don't think we talked about that one last time, the really like wholesome one where he took up a
with
male
the guy.
Fan.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, that's so
And the
cute.
Male fan proposed to him.
Yeah, so the male fan went up and he like got down on one knee and proposed to Jackson.
They're just cracking
and
up.
And then Jackson was laughing. And then he took his handbag and then was like strolling around on stage with him. And then
it was
having a good time
it was
together.
Good taking, bro time.
Taking selfies, giving him hugs. I'm like, oh my god, that's so cute.
It was a cool bro time. Like,
it was so cute.
It was like hanging out with your bros. And it was. Like you said, it was just super cute and cool.
Because, like, usually he's been taking up females, and you know how that goes when he takes up the girls. He's, like, all feeling them up and stuff on stage.
Then they got this awesome, normal-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that awesome, normal guy ended up being actually really awesome. Because,
yeah,
man, he knew what to do on stage. Right. And, like, he went viral. If you've seen the videos.
Yeah.
It was just a great, like,
he
experience.
He definitely made Jackson Wang's night. Like, he made
and whoever
smile.
Was there,
yeah,
you all smiled too. Mm-hmm. So it was a good experience for everyone. And on the flip side, there's some interesting stuff, like we said, with the girls. Because there's one of his more recent ones. There was a girl that was getting extra...
comfortable with Jackson on stage.
Yeah, very frisky, risky kind of thing.
Yeah, she took that chance.
She did. You and Jackson Wang, you could tell he was like kind of getting uncomfortable. He was like, whoa.
Yeah, I guess he didn't expect it.
Like,
because usually the girls are really shy, and then like they'll let him take the lead and like, you know...
Oh no, this one was like... He had to remind her, this is a PG...
Yeah.
PG-13 concert.
Yeah.
She was like trying to like grab his crotch, go to his like
yeah.
his legs,
yeah,
and, like,
trying to
kiss
him, and then like yeah,
and then you could see in Jackson Wang like a little bit, you could
like,
see like
he was
oh,
laughing
man.
And stuff.
He was laughing,
him.
But
like,
he's like
playing it off.
He's like,
oh,
this,
like, oh,
he's like this, this bitch. She's gonna pull forward instead
yeah.
of pull back.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny what one of our friends told us.
Yeah,
want to tell?
Well,
tell
it's interesting
people?
Because like you know in the comments there's always something like. I always read the comments to all these
you
kind of
dig
things.
Dig down and dig deep.
To see what's actually
see the background.
Going on. So someone had said that they went to that concert and they heard this girl, the one that was on stage with Jackson, and I guess like her and her group of friends were just there at the concert because they wanted to try and see how like frisky they could get with Jackson Wang if one of them was picked to go up on stage, and just so happens one of them did. But
are
I guess
they actual fans.
Yeah, I guess they were not actual.
Oh, they're
fans.
Not. Okay, so they're not actual fans. They're just there for Ratchet Night.
Yes, exactly. Which is so weird. It's like, damn, you're really gonna pay for a concert for someone that you don't know?
Well, there's a lot of people that do.
But
look at the people in front of us when that were on the floor on our first Stray Kids concert. That couple in front of us on the floor.
And they left.
They didn't know any song. They were so close because we were close. This is where I had my first Bang Chan on 5 experience. And
they walked out like halfway through the concert.
Yeah,
too.
So there's two empty seats in front of us. Also, like, they didn't know any of the songs. That's just like a couple that just went to the concert like, oh, what is this? Oh, they like, we'll just drop, you know, big money just to go check them out and say we probably went there.
Yeah.
And they left. They all, the guy's eyes were amazed when Cheese came on because he's like, what the hell, they're singing about Cheese?
Yeah.
So there you go. Haley, that does that kind
I
of
guess.
Give you more clarity?
Because
it happens more
people
often
are
than
too
you
rich,
think.
I guess. They don't know what to do with their money.
Pretty much. That's how it is. But yes, so Jackson Wang has been having a very interesting tour. It's been amazing for him, I'm sure. He's having very memorable moments with all the fans that come onto the stage. And let's move on. You know who else is being more memorable lately?
Who?
Like, in terms of, they've always been memorable because of their music and because of their performances.
Mm.
But aespa, they have become social butterflies. Remember, I remember we talked about when
they were so awkward.
They finally were on on a stage with a bunch of other artists.
Yeah, like at those
awards
shows.
Wasn't it the award show? What was the one in Japan? Mama?
Yeah.
So we finally saw small brief interactions and they kind of seem more shy and introverted. You know, mostly I feel like that's how it is a little bit for a lot of SM artists.
Yeah.
But man, as of lately, all the award shows, especially M Countdown.
Oh yeah.
They've been doing really well. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy as a Mai to see them interact, especially as a Fear Not with Le Sserafim. They're Winter and Yunche were smiling back at each other, giggling even during the interview, because Yunche is the current host right now.
But I feel like what makes them more close is because they're doing all those TikTok dance challenges together.
That is the main thing I definitely wanted
get up to. It's the icebreaker for them.
It's like that's the whole thing right now. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. In the K-pop community, it seems like that is what really does bring these interactions together.
Yeah, because you have to talk to them and be like, okay,
and you learn their dance.
My dance.
It's not like you, unless you're there's some idols that can learn it by just one watch, which is
Momo.
Amazing. Like Momo, shit. Don't even get us started
with
on how
Momo.
She does. She did Rover.
Yeah.
Did you just say Rova?
I did.
Oh, there's Haley's fob accent from Australia coming out. She did Rova. Even better than Kai.
Yeah, she did. She
I was like, is this Kai's dance or is this Momo's dance?
Momo's.
So our girl Momo, all our fellow onces would have been definitely proud. If you haven't seen it yet, you should check it out. But like I said, there's been a lot of aespa fim, is what I like to call it, the Sserafim and aespa moments. And it's been happening, ever since their award show. And like you said, all the dance challenges.
Yeah.
It was so cool. Because it was perfect because, it's usually when they have comebacks and
they're promoting together.
They see each other. So it's been I'm trying to remember right off the top. I think it was Ning Ning and Winter doing Spicy with Yunjin. It's reversed.
Yeah.
It's either that. Then I know the other pair, the other three was Yunche from the Sserafim. And then it was Karina and... Was Giselle there? Or was it another member from...
I don't remember. All I remember is Yunjin.
They're doing Unforgiven / also Spicy. And it's super cool to watch them do. I think it was Unforgiven because they held hands at the end.
Yeah, it was Unforgiven.
And then they did that one part. So it's been super cool to see all that. I think Yunche has been doing really well because she's I would describe her for our fellow ARMY... Because,
she's the Jungkook golden Mongne.
Is the golden Mongne. She is the golden Mongne for the Sserafim. And, she dances. She's also known as, the dance machine.
Yeah, she knows all the dances.
She knows a lot of dances. The library in her head is insane. She knows all of them really, really well.
Even her own members are,
you saw
shocked
that?
And
yeah,
surprised.
Yunjin was
shook.
She's
what the fuck? How do you know all
Chaewon
these damn
was
dances? Yeah.
all of them. The numbers were just kind of shit.
Because like they did a random dance challenge, and then she knew all the freaking
songs.
One
of those like dance challenge relays like for the group. Also, like, you know what helps is that she's also the host
MC,
right now.
Yeah.
So she does a lot of dance challenges with a lot of other members. Yeah. Like she did NMIX, remember?
Yeah.
With your favorite Stray Kids member that also did that same challenge. We're talking about Motorcycle Boy Changbin.
Oh, well, my like God, yes. I was like, what are you talking about right now?
Yeah, no, because Kyunjin did the dance with Yunche. Right. Yeah. Which are, Kyunjin,
that's true. Yeah.
Kyunjin, funny enough, is another mangne for NMIX. And they're both like, I think, talented. The 06 line. Mm-hmm. So 06 liners are very talented. But it's been really cool watching aespa and like Le Sserafim, especially because those are the big groups that I follow right now. And they're like doing all these interactions that I would have dreamed of. And it's happening.
It's come true.
I've been getting so many like DMs and messages from like a lot of my other like random friends, like Oscar and just like a lot of our other K-pop friends. Like they're just sending videos.
Yeah.
I'm like, keep it coming. Mm-hmm. So that's been really awesome. Especially because both of, like we said, like, you know, they both had recent comebacks. So hoping we hear some more soon, because I know Le Sserafim, HYBE had announced that they would be doing a tour or maybe a showcase sometime this year. So it might possibly be closer to the end of the year because we haven't heard anything else.
Yeah.
Maybe KCON is a possibility. Mm-hmm. Same with aespa. I think they might be coming back for something else here in the U.S. too. Hopefully it's a global thing, but I mean, they did have their first solo concert that was in Seoul.
Only Seoul.
It was only in Korea, so hopefully they'll get their own concert, and not just because they really did their showcase.
Yeah.
So they might be due for a concert or a tour by the end of this year. And let's see. I mean, like, you know, like 06ers, like, you know who else is 06? Even like Hyrin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it seems like there's a very good like level of talent going on for just Gen 4, like I think we talked about it already before, like Gen 4 in general. And also Winter was spotted, because there was a Gucci event.
Mm-hmm.
She was spotted with Honey.
Yeah.
From NewJeans. That's awesome, because I think that was like one of the first NewJeans and aespa like interactions I saw. They were just like, someone just caught them.
They were hanging out
like on top, like some balcony, just talking next to each other. That was really cool. What would you call like a NewJeans aespa? Because, you know, Le Sserafim, aespa, aespa fim. What's this? Like, S jeans or jean spa?
I have no idea.
That sounds really like jean spa sounds like Jewish, like chut spa or something. we'll think about that. New jean spa.
I have no idea. Actually.
So yeah, I think a lot of other members or a lot of other K-pop idols. I think like even Ryujin from from ITZY was there. Mm-hmm. But there was only the video that I saw of that. And another thing that I saw a post by Won Young. I follow Won Young from IVE. And when I saw it, I was like, man, she looks like... It's ironic enough. Her post was when... I guess like there's like some pop-up or something event going on that's Barbie doll related.
Mm-hmm. And for the movie?
You know, it makes sense. That might be what it's for. Right? But no, it's just so like... Also, she was like standing in front of like a lot of Barbies, and like there's a Barbie box.
Oh yeah, it's probably for the movie.
And when you see her standing in those, she looks like a real life Barbie herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like it blows my mind. Have you seen
because
any
of her proportions?
Yeah, her proportions is really like Barbie doll like.
Yeah.
Like slender, lanky, tall. Like yeah, like it's crazy. Plus she's obviously super gorgeous, so it's like she looks like a real life Barbie doll. So that was like something that like kind of I noticed, because also it relates to a possible topic that we will be hitting very soon. Since Won Young is from IVE. And I think with that said, I think it's going to be the boys' turn. So this is kind of like the halfway mark.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to remind everyone to give us a follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, give us a rating too. Like it's just like a minute. If only if you're gonna give us a good rating,
only five stars.
Yes, 5-star Michelins only.
And 5-star Stray Kids new album.
Oh, ooh. Which is you're gonna actually kind of talk about it too,
I will,
right?
Yeah.
You briefly showed me a few pictures of it. It looks so cool.
That
I like the design.
Fucking awesome.
Like I haven't played Mahjong in years, but you showed me some of like it reminds me of Mahjong tiles a little bit ish, but different colors. It's like more like urban.
Yeah.
ish. It looked really cool, but yeah, 5-star Michelin type of stuff. And also, where should they find us, and what should they do when they find us, Haley? Because we do have a giveaway at this moment for Twice.
Yes. Message us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and if you want to enter the Twice giveaway to have a chance to get 2 albums.
Yes,
Japan, Japanese Twice albums.
From our recent trip, fresh from Japan, we did bring 2 Japanese albums for Twice
Candy
for you
Pop
all.
Candy Pop and Fanfare.
Yes.
Just message us and tell us who your Twice bias is, your record, and also your favorite song.
And you will possibly get, by the end of this month, we'll probably announce it, maybe like the first episode for June or something like
that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So you still have time.
You have a lot of time. And specifically, it's a jewel case Candy Pop. And the Fanfare album is a CD-DVD combo. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And usually me and Haley always like throwing in a little extra freebies and stickers and some cool stuff. So look forward to it. And it's open to everyone in the globe. So wherever you're tuning in, listening, just don't be afraid to simp with us.
Yes.
Because we have some fellow simps that have been dropping some of their favorite, their Twice bias members, right? So, yeah, I think it's time for BTS and Stray Kids. Who should we start with first? Because there's K-drama in both categories.
Let's do BTS first.
All right. The juicy stuff first.
Yeah.
The rom-com, romantic K-drama first.
Yes.
So, as of today, of this recording, even right before, even got more juicier. Today, they had, on Twitter, it was released by an anonymous entity.
Right.
That of some crazy videos compiled together. I'm sure you could probably find the sources or whatever. But compiled together in a... Is it in
it's
Paris?
In Paris, yeah.
Because V is there.
V is in Paris right now.
Tay's in Paris right now. And he is allegedly. We don't know.
It's not official yet.
It never is official, to be honest.
Until the company drops that.
If you've
statement.
Come along with us on this journey, you already know that I am a big fan of Tainy. Which is
Jenny and Taeyong.
Yes, that is their couple name, just like how people ship Liz Cook, like Lisa and Jungkook and stuff like that. But I'm a firm believer in Tainy because, I mean, after all this stuff we have currently seen, you should check it out. Now before they were just random pictures, you couldn't tell, they're blurry as hell. You could just hope and match stuff up.
Yeah.
I think these are the ones. This is what we've been waiting for. Their videos.
Yeah, their videos. Like, how can
long videos
freaking make that? Like, how can you edit that?
The thing is, like, these videos, like, they look very poor quality, right?
Yeah, they are.
You know why?
Because they're, like, from far away.
They're from really far away.
They're probably, like, zooming in with their freaking Samsung phone.
This is, like, 100x. This might be even, like, it's in that realm of really, really far away. Because we're in the day of age where, like, if it was close by, be clear, we wouldn't be even having a discussion if this was them.
Yeah.
I really believe it's them, but then, like, they're so far away. Mm-hmm. It's, like, still pixelated. It's hard to tell. But there's so many giveaways.
Yeah.
This time around, like, Tay's outfit matches, like,
what he's wearing
walking with his security, with one of his guards.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of ARMY are familiar with all the different guards.
And, like, their managers that and their staff
each member has.
Yeah.
Same with Blinks. They know that, like, a lot of their, like, managers and staff members and security. So one of the security members might have fucked up a little bit because
he posted
a selfie.
Outfit of the day.
It's OOTD hashtag. Yeah. And I think it's Tay's.
Yeah.
Tay's, one of Tay's. And then you can match the jacket to him.
Yeah.
You can match the shoes.
Right.
The same Adidas, the same color.
Yeah.
It has to be them.
Yeah.
If it's not Jenny, it's some other girl. Because Tay is definitely going around Paris with some girl.
Yeah, because it's definitely Tay. Because there was like a straight on shot of him too, like where you could see his face.
Yeah, like
with his manager. So
and then the outfit completely matches the one that he's been walking around holding hands with some girl. So it's been pretty legit. I think it has to be. I know it's still alleged, but
unless it's a Jenny lookalike, but
well, I was gonna say Jenny for sure. It's Tay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jenny, yeah, like the way she walks it kind of reminds me of Jenny. Like, if you watch her, like, variety shows when she's, like, kind of loafing around, swinging, like, kind of swings her arms a little bit. It's, like, super comfortable. But not just all these videos of them walking around Paris. There's one crazy picture that just dropped literally before we recorded this. I'm glad we recorded a little late because I saw this. Possibly of him. I think maybe it was a video, but then it was screen caps. I don't know. Right.
I'm sure really there'll be more leaked.
The fact that it was caught, it was almost felt like it was staged.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like people will say that. Like, why would they do it? Like, I don't know.
The way they were kissing, they were kissing right in front of a freaking open window.
It was
a movie.
It was like a Lady and the Tramp kind of shit. Like literally, like right there, he stroked her hair and then like gave her a kiss on the forehead. Like,
but it's like, why would
you? Cute and romantic though.
Why couldn't you do that inside if you didn't want anyone to freaking see you? But they were sitting right outside, on the ledge of the window
of their hotel window.
So I'm like,
it's amazing footage. You'll love it if you're a fellow, if you're a true, even if you're not like an army blink, if you're a true like army and a true blink, you just be happy that they're happy. Like, and honestly, like each member, you and I could vouch for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tay is, he's very funny and weird.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Bean, but he's such a nice, good guy.
Yeah, he's very sweet.
And obviously he's handsome as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's grown into his ears.
Yeah.
Like ever since like they debuted and stuff,
yeah.
Like so he obviously is good looking. Oh, like shit! Like he's like he had like an amazing glow up. He's handsome as hell, and he's funny and really weird. So it's perfect. That's what I like.
Jenny probably likes that.
And then Jenny is like my bias for Blackpink because of she's like gets a lot of hate and then like underratedly really nice and kind.
Yeah,
and like she's such a vibe. Like she's just is who
she
is.
Mood.
Yeah, she's a. So I love Jenny. So it's perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. I'd be happy for both of them if they're both happy. And I think that's the overall thing that I think you should feel, right? You should be like happy and feel positive and feel good
should.
For the idols you like, right? Or the
they're
groups
you're humans too. They need love.
Oh, they need a lot of love.
They need to experience that like kind of relationship.
And it's amazing to have it with like someone that can understand the global global success and scale and like influence they have. I don't think any other groups will like understand the same like in terms of opposite genders, right? The type of success and global like scale and infamy that they have.
Mm.
Right? Who's bigger than BTS right now? Who's bigger than Blackpink?
No one.
Twice is pretty much getting...
Yeah, Stray
like,
Kids is almost up there,
yeah,
too.
Like, and then Twice is, like, the same, same gen as Blackpink. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you could argue which one is more popular, but I do, like, I'm a once, but I know that Blackpink is more well-known globally, around the globe. So,
obviously BTS.
I didn't have to bring up BTS because that's a fact.
That's a given.
that's a fact already. So, but yeah, that's awesome. Like, if you haven't checked it out or seen any of the stuff, maybe I'll post more. I posted one random story, like, of the initial IG thing, but, or the Twitter thing.
The thing is, like, I really feel like their companies need to just, like, come forward with it already because,
they're not saying anything. They're not denying it because they're quiet because they don't know what to say.
They never denied it, even from the beginning. But then the thing is, like, both groups are, like, have been around for a long time. They don't have dating bans, so, like, what is the problem? Like, why aren't you freaking saying anything?
Maybe it's the security-wise and just, the other side of our fandoms that are, like, happy for them. Mm-hmm. Happy that they're happy. We're talking about the crazy ones.
Eh.
The Saesungs.
The delusional ones.
The delusional ones. Yes.
Yeah, it sucks. Maybe they're just trying to protect them. But then at the same time, they're walking around in the open with people around them to see them.
Exactly. Like, to be honest, that just shows, like, how much they probably,
probably want people to know, honestly.
Oh, I was going to say that. Well, I guess that's also maybe a possibility.
They're not hiding it anymore.
But also, that's what I'm trying to, that's what I want to emphasize. Is like, they don't, like, if they get caught, they get caught. But they don't want to, like, hide.
Right. They're not
sneaking They don't want to hide the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially I feel like Tay. If you know Tay's personality, he's not one to always, like, he doesn't want to, like, hide, like, what's a good way to describe this? Like,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
He's like, he is himself. He doesn't like to pretend to not be someone else kind of thing, right? He's always true to himself.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever he wants to say or, like, do, like, does, like, he will do and say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's kind of like, because he's very, like, he's like an old soul.
Yes.
He's like really old school. Obviously, he likes dancing with old people too, mm-hmm. to jazz. But I think that's the type of mentality. So it's like, he wants, like, even if he's on a balcony and where people could record them.
Right.
He was like, you know, like, she's probably like, oh, like, this is me just like, because I like this kind of like romance
just,
stuff.
Just
I,
imagining it.
Yeah, this like is in my head. Like, yeah, like, so he's like, you know, caressing her hair. And she's like, oh my gosh, but what if people see us? Why do people, what if people
see
us?
Let them see.
Let them see. And then let me kiss you on your forehead right now. Boom. Like, you know, that I feel like that's Tay.
Yeah.
You could see that, his personality.
Yeah.
As goofy as he is.
Yeah, he's a definitely romantic.
Mm-hmm. Just that's like that one song. That one song that went in my head.
What
as soon
song?
As I said, Anti-Romantic.
Oh, by TXT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Well, that's Hype Family too, right? And let's see. We do have more BTS stuff aside from this. But you know how I like this juicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we did talk about the Proof exhibition that's going on here in LA. How we thought it was better.
That's Haley, a fucking why are you laughing? Joke. Oh, my God. Like, I was, like, curious and, like, wanted to see, like, if people had posted stuff about it. Because, like, just to, like, recap on what we said last time, but I was hoping there'd be more footage, but people are just like bringing it down. They say that it's so bad, especially this time you're paying $60 a ticket for this exhibition that you're not even allowed to film or take pictures in. Most of the exhibit there's only 4 designated
Oh my
spots?
God, is there only 4?
Only 4.
You can only whip out your camera.
Yeah.
So in like, 4 areas.
Yeah.
And you're paying $60.
Yes. And I don't know what the reason is, like if it's copyrighted or like, I don't know why they're not letting ARMY or like whoever's seeing the exhibit like take pictures in these specific spots. But so like I was watching this one girl's TikTok and like she was upset because she's like, she's a huge ARMY. And then
right.
She said that, like, the walkway, like, the hallway that you're going when you enter the exhibit, you know, she's filming, like, when she's walking in.
Okay.
She got pulled to the side by security.
No way. Are you serious? Okay.
They said, you need to delete that video right now. You're not supposed to be filming in here.
Oh.
So, like, the security watched her and made sure that she deleted it from her roll and then also from like her trash bin to like make sure it was gone. And then she was like saying, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know that we weren't allowed to film. And he's like, well, I hope you enjoyed it. That's the end of your tour. So he was going to kick her out.
No
way.
She
paid $60 to
Damn.
Just like get kicked out. But then she kept fighting and saying like, no, like I really didn't know. It really genuinely sounded like she didn't know that she was not allowed to film like walking to the entrance. There's probably nothing
there. That
blows
my mind though. Like why?
So she was like,
why can't we even film that?
I don't know. But then then they called the manager and everything. There's like this whole fiasco that went on.
Oh,
and
damn.
Like she was really like, I really didn't know. Like I'm so sorry. Like I will only take pictures in the designated areas. And so like eventually they let her in. And then she said that once she got into the exhibit, she was highly disappointed because like it's like basically like a BTS logo that you take pictures with, like that couch, and then there was something else, and then like the mannequins,
the chairs and the mannequins
that like, are headless, and she didn't even take pictures of that because she was like, that was creepy as fuck, like I don't want to take pictures of that, like it's just like their clothes,
so like whatever,
on headless mannequins.
Yeah, so what we kind of saw is just basically all
that
you could
was it.
All those people could actually take
yeah.
pictures of.
And then
that
after that
horrible.
It was a store, and then you
of
could
course.
Take there was like a photo booth, but you could only use the photo booth if you spent over like $180 or something
shut
like that.
Shut the
I don't know.
$180 Are they crazy?
It was a mess.
There are people. Hopefully the $60 counts towards that $180
because
that shit is
no.
That is.
I was like shook. I was like, you're paying $60? And then I saw like other people's videos.
I can't believe that.
And like
shit.
They were driving from out of state and they're like, we spent $200 on this for the exhibit to go to LA. Like they're driving from out of state. And
yeah.
then to be only disappointed, they can't even take pictures or of anything except for those designated
well,
spots.
Thank God they didn't drive out of state for the free one that was here like
well, that was
last
even
year.
Worse. But then like the thing is like, it just seems like a cash grab now. It wasn't even like from, you know, like.
It's like, is Hype even
it's,
like...
I don't know. It just didn't
like,
feel like
involved?
Heartfelt anymore. Like, it wasn't just for
oh, no,
the
it's,
fans.
It's easily for the money at this point.
That sucks.
It does.
It's like, if you're going to let them pay $60, like, at least let them take pictures and videos of the whole exhibit. Or, like, have more areas.
And if you're going to charge a, like, you're going to give, quote unquote, a free picture at the end.
I think it was a photo booth or like some kind of like free card.
Whatever that is. I don't know what it was. So whatever that shit is, if it's quote unquote free, but at the cost of spending $180,
yeah.
This should be like, oh, buy one item at least. Just it doesn't matter the price, just one item. And then you get it. Because then you'll sell an item.
So basically, this girl was saying, like, if you feel like you have FOMO because you haven't gone to this exhibit, don't have FOMO because it's not worth it. She's like, do not waste your money. And then, okay, so, like, those are the normal fans, okay? Like, they're stating it how it actually is. So I go into the comments, because you know me. I like to go into the comments.
Of course, it's the fun part.
There's these freaking people that are insane. They're, like, defending BTS, being an ARMY, and they're just, like, I don't know, like, the way that they speak, they're like, oh, I had the best time. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, in the email that it said, like, specifically you're not supposed to take videos, so, like, how come you didn't know? Like, you should have read the email.
Okay,
and then,
that part, like, I
get that. But I then get sometimes, that. Yeah. Like, but then to the point they're like, oh, like, I don't know why you didn't have such a good time. Like, I'm going again. Like, really? Oh, you're really going to fucking spend $60 more?
Okay, that's
there was a lot of those comments. They're like, I had such a good time. I'm actually going again tomorrow. I'm like, are you though, really? Are you really going? Like, are you just saying that? Because they just want to, like, praise, you know, BTS, like, is the best thing in the world.
And the thing is, like, man, Haley is not an anti-ARMY. You're starting to sound anti-ARMY because you're gonna, you're getting very irritated.
I am, because of those people.
Like, you know what? You need to, if any of you who are listening is an ARMY and you went to the Vegas show and you were able to check out the free exhibition in Las Vegas, please tell us how awesome that was, because honestly, that was awesome.
That was amazing. They had many freaking photo ops.
I want people who went to that to compare it to this paid one. Because the way that you made this sound, it's nothing.
No, it's not.
And this was
that should have been free. Honestly, that should have been free. Or like maybe even $5. Like if you want to charge, $5. $60? Come on.
But that's just how it is. Like, reservations at least. Like, because the one that was free in Vegas, you kind of needed reservations as well.
Yeah, just so they
won't,
kind of
taper the line
exactly.
Like, not overcrowd. But that's what I'm saying. I'm very curious to know the perspective of someone who went to the free one in Vegas, because that exhibition was amazing. That PTD, the permission to dance.
Yeah.
Because I was about to say permission to stand, because that's kind of the name of our podcast.
See, now, like, you just got me thinking, because you're saying, like, oh, I sound like an anti-ARMY, and how I'm, like, mad at these people who, like, quote-unquote, you know, okay, you're ARMY. But we forgot to mention the whole thing with GOT7. That's going to make me even
We're about to get into that. Because something happened with GOT7. Yeah. Guess what? GOT7 got tattoos of
the number 7. Oh, I wonder why.
Yes, I wonder why too. First off, yes, their group name is literally GOT
with the number 7.
The number is 7. Like, not spelled out. It's literally the number 7. Guess how many members?
There's 7 of members. Them. Guess what? They were before BTS.
Yep.
Guess who's getting mad?
Here we go. Go ahead, Haley. Tell us who's getting upset about this.
ARMY.
Oh, ARMY.
Quote unquote ARMY.
Quote unquote ARMY.
Because obviously they're, I'm ARMY, I'm not mad. Like, that's, you don't own, BTS does not own the number 7. Yes, they got the tattoos number 7 first before GOT7, but does that mean that GOT7 is not allowed to? Like, are they claiming it?
What about all these other people that have number 7s everywhere in the world?
They should freaking delete or like erase that off their bodies, because it's only for BTS, obviously.
No, because like, and then the thing is, it's not even the same design. Haley showed, because as soon as I heard about this and Haley showed it to me, I was like, they're not even the same designs. Amongst the two members, there's only two members from GOT7 that have gotten it so far.
Bam Bam and Mark are the only ones that have it so far, and then they put 2 out of 7. So basically, all of the members are eventually going to get the same tattoo with the number 7.
Even their number 7s don't match amongst the GOT7 members. No, it's literally just a number. The cool thing, too, is I think it was Mark that had the slot machine number 7. Because, you know, that's like,
it's probably like
that's a slot machine number 7. I'm sure thousands of people in the world have that as a tattoo.
Yeah. Like, but of course, like, because it's when you get a tattoo, like, of course, some people are going to have the same designs as you because, like, they maybe like the same things as you. So, like, but it means something to them. So why aren't they allowed to get it tattooed?
You know what's... Can I bring up a random ass story?
Yeah.
I went and picked up Burger King for us the other night, right?
Yeah.
So the person at... It was the lady at the speaker. I told, like, because I do mobile orders. So yeah. she sees my name. She's like, oh, your name is Joseph?
Mm.
My dead son's name is Joseph.
Oh, like, wow.
Oh, great. And then the reason why I brought this up is like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, it's such a good name, though. It's a good name, good choice. And then when I got to the count, like, to pick up my food, she was there, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, like, she whips out her, like, her tattoo. Oh. She, like, shows it to me. It's, like, on her clavicle, like, pulls the it name? Over. It's, like, this older lady. It's funny. Yeah, it says Joseph.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, like... I'm sure, like, there's a lot of Josephs in the world. People have Joseph and stuff, like, tattooed. But, like Haley said, it just depends. Like, the meaning and
is different for every person. Yeah.
And, like, it's not like they're trying to copy someone else or something. But, yeah, Army...
Oh, okay,
quote-unquote, Army is kind of getting a little overboard, like, overprotective of this kind of stuff.
But you know what? Like, as soon as Mark and Bam Bam posted... Because I follow their, like, personal Instagrams. As soon as they posted it, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, you already knew that was going to happen.
I already knew. I was like, no. Like, I know that there's going to be, quote-unquote, Army going into their comments and freaking saying something about that 7 tattoo. Okay, you know what? All those Army that got a 7 tattoo, because I'm sure so many people got a 7 tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Tattooed on their own body.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are not allowed to have that. You know what? Because that's only for BTS.
Haley with the reverse Uno card.
Yeah. Come on. You guys are ridiculous and making, like, a bad name for Army.
The fandom
used
to be all right. Then it just got so toxic.
It got really toxic.
It's like Blinks. Blinks are, like, one of the most toxic ones, too, apparently.
It's like, I feel like it's because they feel... like they're so superior to any other group
and overprotective.
Yeah,
protective of
very
what?
Overprotective. BTS can freaking take care of themselves.
That's why they got managers and security. Like, you don't have to protect their, like, and then that's why they have their label to protect, like, their,
I don't know,
like, other stuff that's obviously not physically related.
It's
so.
Like, yeah, I know I'm more of a stay now, but, like, a part of me is still Army. I'm not, like, hardcore or anything, but then it's just like, please don't, like, taint the name anymore by, like, writing, like, such horrible comments on, like other idols
on the idol's Instagram. It's already making you look bad.
Oh, and here's the thing. BTS and GOT7 are actually best friends in real life.
I know. Oh my, don't even get us started.
Fucking doing.
And then GOT7s are, like, you know, like the before Stray Kids.
Yeah.
So everything is connected, like Bam Bam's best friends with Bang Chan.
That's why. What so, are you guys, I mean, I don't know.
What is wrong? What,
why are you causing all these fan wars? What, like, the idols are not.
This makes
they don't
me think of
that.
What you brought up one time on one episode where we kind of talked about, like, some random other fan war.
Mm.
What would your idol say to you if you're the one causing all this or saying all this bad stuff or commenting on Bam Bam, on Mark's Instagram?
Yeah.
What would they say to you?
Yeah, imagine
what would they think of you?
What happens if they, like, reply back to you and be like, oh, you're not a very nice person? Like, how would you feel? I mean, like, would you be proud of yourself?
To be told off by your, like, your own idol that you're protecting and trying to, like, put on a pedestal.
I don't know. I don't know, like, how old these people are, but then please grow up.
Doesn't matter. There's an immaturity age.
No,
doesn't matter your actual physical age.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so it sucks that it's come to this. Like, this is, like, what causes fan, quote-unquote, fan wars. It's
there's
just
always going to be
overprotective,
fan wars.
Hardcore fans that, you know, like I said, this kind of also relates back to the Sae-sungs that we were talking about, you know, for that get upset about Jennie and, like, Tae.
Dating, yeah,
like any type of dating rumors that
deal
with
there. Yeah, because they're delusional and they think that they're gonna marry them. Like, they can only marry their
even
fans.
Jungkook is already mad at these armies, quote unquote armies, that are, like, sending him food to his to his place, his
I
house.
Think we did talk about it.
I don't remember if we did or not, but if
he's
not,
like, he put out a message on Weverse and was like, please don't send food to my apartment. Like, that's not
cool.
That's kind of scary.
Like, you think you're doing it, like, to the goodness of your heart, but no, it's not. There's kind of, like, you know, a time where you need to realize you need to give them personal space. And when you're kind of
you're crossing the line, honestly,
you've definitely crossed the line. If you're sending Uber Eats to Jungkook's apartment, like for reals. So yeah, you're already crossing the line if you're leaving bad comments on other K-pop idols.
Yeah.
So don't do that. Don't be that person. This is why being a multi-stan is awesome, because you're more open-minded and possibly that makes your heart warmer.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of colder. So I think there's a couple other things BTS-wise, Yoongi's finished up his stuff here, right? In LA?
Yes, he did. Like his 3 days
in LA getaway. He was at the...
Oh, he loved LA. He
had a great time. He was at the playoffs, the Lakers playoffs game.
He's posting reels about LA.
So it's been amazing. It's been amazing for him. Plus, on the last day, you got a really cool guest performer.
Yeah, he did. He had Halsey.
That was awesome.
I don't think anyone expected that.
She didn't even... She was at one of the BTS concerts we went to, and she was just a guest watching.
Yeah.
She didn't perform anything.
So she actually went up on stage with Yoongi, and then they performed Suga's interlude together, and it's never been performed live before.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Also... They're super close.
They're best friends, like, basically.
Didn't she also leave a comment?
Oh, yeah. So on Instagram? She made a post... dedicated to Yoongi and like her performance with him, and like just a really heartfelt like caption about saying like, oh, we're so close, or like we're best friends, we're almost like twins because like we have the same smile and stuff like that. Like, it was like very, very sweet. And then Yoongi comments on it and he was like, twins? ! I'm a year older than you. Ha ha ha.
Happy face. laughing side face.
Yeah. And then Halsey was like, what did she... She replied something back. She was something like, oh yeah, that's right, I have to respect my elders, or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Grandpa, like, Yoongi, or
making
something
fun
like
of
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
it's just like they have such a cute, like...
That's the type of... I don't know.
Friendship.
It's
weird
because, everyone's fine with that kind of stuff going on. But like when it comes to other K-pop groups, it's like, no, it's a war. No.
Yeah, I don't know what because if she was in a K-pop group,
that's a different
story. She'd get so much hate.
That's a different story. Yeah.
She's not.
That's why it blows my mind. That's why I'm super happy when all these like aespa Femme and like dance challenges. I know they're female groups with females, but like freaking 17 has been dancing a lot with Le Sserafim.
Yeah.
Because they're also from the same company. I hope we get another Game Caterers Hype edition this year. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, speaking of Game Caterers, though, 17 had their own, and it's fucking
funny. Oh, it's funny as hell. 17 is just...
God.
They're
hilarious.
Like, honestly, like, we've always said post BTS days, it's going to be Stray Kids or you're going to be a carrot with 17.
Yeah.
Man, like, they're both... No matter which side you end up kind of...
Or both.
Falling
like,
into.
They're so fucking
they're funny. They're both funny. Both groups are hilarious. Dude, 17 is so funny.
Yeah, so like, check it out. It's so... We haven't finished it all, but then I was sending clips of it to Joko. They did like a dance challenge. Yeah, and then they had to like guess. Like they play like maybe like a second of the intro of the song and then they'd like have to raise their hand. Like they were all in teams. And they'd have to raise their hand and like dance it and sing it. And what was the one that I sent you?
ASAP.
That was so... Oh, yeah.
It was Stacy.
That was so funny.
Who is it?
Oh my God. So Mingyu was like teamed up with Jonghan.
And so they got
it. Like they raised their hand first. And then like Jonghan, like he so confidently said, twice, Sue. And then Mingyu like turned to him.
Face.
He was like, what? Like you could see him mouthing. He's like, what? That's not twice.
Mingyu was like very like...
And then like...
He's hurt.
And Jonghan was like so shocked. He's like, huh? And then, like, they, who was it? DK, I think Joshua and Hoshi? No, not Hoshi. I forgot who the other member,
I don't remember either.
I don't remember the other
member.
Remember
Mingyu.
Yeah, but then, like, they put their hand up and they're like, it's Stacy, ASAP. And then they started, they played the music.
And then they started punching.
Yeah, all of them got up. And then, but Mingyu was, like, doing the ASAP.
ASAP punching Jonghan
for like pretending. Yeah, but it was just really funny. They're so chaotic.
They're good. They're great. They even have the soup.
They do.
Because I mean, they're all in the Hype family now.
In the
Pledis was absorbed by Hype. So it's like, yeah, that's It's just amazing. I'm glad that Hype picked them up because
they're
great.
Good. Yeah.
They're definitely great. Mm-hmm. And I hope they're going to be someone that will be another group that will hopefully be touring by the end of this year.
I think so.
So I want to definitely check them out again when that comes.
Yeah, because their new album was really good too.
And I'm still listening to that, like FML, baby. So so that I think that's it for BTS, right?
Yeah.
We'll get into Stray Kids, mm-hmm. I think. Because you have some stuff with Stray Kids. Should we start with the other K-drama?
Yeah.
So, why don't you tell us how that started out? Or, what's been going on?
So, Bang Chan had a YouTube Live, his Chinese room.
Of course.
Recently.
As he always does.
Yeah. And then, so I guess, people were just asking him on the live, how was his experience with Music Bank Paris? And then he said, one thing that, stood out to him and, kind of bothered him was that he was saying that he didn't mention the group. He didn't drop any names. He didn't say what company they're from or anything. But he's like, I just feel like younger idols these days, they don't really show respect anymore to their, sunbaes. Well, their older, the older idols.
Yeah, yeah.
You always see it at award shows and stuff, when you walk past and then the younger ones always bow.
When you see
they
all
do
these,
a 90 degree bow.
When you see all these, I guess Stray Kids, I know it's Gen 4.
Yeah.
But they're right at the tip of Edge 3, Gen 3.
Yeah, so they're older.
So you see all these, and you see all these Gen 3 groups, they bow all the time to each other.
But even
to other
kids.
Members and even to their to their sunbaes and unis and all that kind of stuff. You see them bow out of respect.
Yeah.
It's almost
and it's a 90 degree bow. It's low.
Multiple ones or something. You see it a lot even in award shows now still.
That's just the thing. It's common courtesy and
in Asia, that's how it is.
Yeah.
And Korea, Japan, Korea, it's the same thing. That's a norm. That's the norm.
Yeah. So usually it should be the younger idols doing it to their older ones.
Then they'll bow back too. It's not like the older ones don't bow back. They're happy that they're bowing and they bow back
exactly.
to each other.
And then but he was saying that some of the younger idols, am I a boomer? I don't know why this is bothering me so much. He's like, maybe I'm just a boomer. But then he's like, it's happened twice already. There's specific idols that I say hi to and I highly respect them. And
he likes their music.
Yeah.
He said he likes their music.
Yeah. And then he respects them as people. And then he's like, I said hi to them or hi or bow. And he said two times, this is the second time that they just ignored him. It's like
he just walked straight.
Yeah. And he's like, how do you feel if you meet someone, you see someone, you say hi to them and they just ignore you? How would you feel? That's what he was saying. Basically, he's like, I'm not saying anything bad about them. He's just like, I just wish they would show more respect. He's like, I feel younger idols these days just can get away with it. They don't get punished or anything.
That's
how it is, honestly, not even just in K-pop, just in generations of kids around here, it's the same. They have no manners.
They have less respect and manners.
Yeah.
And I mean, people will argue.
Yeah.
Saying it's to prevent, controversies.
It's not, though.
It's not, because
they're saying hi and bowing.
They're just saying hi and bowing, and you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
You see it you watch M Countdown, you watch Music Bank, you watch all this stuff, Inkigayo.
They walk past and they bow to each other.
All these different groups, different genders, they bow all the time to each other.
Yeah.
So it can't be that.
So I'm not even, I don't even want to drop the name that a lot of people were saying in the comments, because people were already suspecting a specific group who it was.
Who is it people are quote unquote suspecting?
I don't want to say it, though.
I'll say it. IVE.
Yeah.
I love IVE's music. You know that I love their latest album.
So, but the thing is, we don't know for sure, but it was a lot of people were picking up videos and stuff.
Yeah, people were
proof.
People were trying to watch and do their homework and research to kind of don't know. It's getting a little too far. You don't have to. Just leave it with what was said and done.
But this kind of made it worse.
That's
for Bang
exactly
Chan.
Why
I know
this
you
is
guys
why we're talking
I know
about
you
it.
Guys were trying to help him out and say it, and then make other people aware that it might possibly be IVE.
So
we don't even know.
So the here comes another fan war.
Yeah.
Stays and dives.
But the thing is, it's not just dives. That people are, other fandoms are attacking Bang Chan, saying he shouldn't have said that at all, because he's starting something. Like he's a grown man. Like, why is he like starting this kind of stuff? Or like,
I know,
crying
it's
about
no
it.
No matter what, it's a lose-lose situation.
I feel like Feng Shen gets a lot of hate.
He does.
I don't know why.
He does.
It's like the whole Jenny it's thing just, too. It's like,
then,
I don't.
And then like he's just being honest and like,
yeah, he
didn't even name drop. He really didn't. Everyone else is bringing shit out.
Yeah.
Like to
and
find
it
out
made
who
the situation so bad for him.
To the point
where this morning when I woke up, I looked on their Instagram and there was this.
This is the official Real Stray Kids Instagram account.
I was like scared. Like I didn't want to open it because it was like a black square.
You know what that means.
It means
always
something
bad. Serious.
Something bad. Like if there's no picture, it's something bad. I was like, oh, fuck. And so like I opened it. And then it was him like dropping an official apology about that whole live
that happened.
You don't
have to read the whole thing. I know you have it in front of you. But then like it's an apology about like, you know, just in general, him, like he's just apologizing what like for something that he shouldn't be apologizing for. He doesn't have to.
But
he doesn't owe anyone apology.
But basically he was saying like sorry and like he's apologizing for like any harm and controversy that he caused.
Yeah.
But and basically saying like just to drop it, you know, like
because I know like the like any fandom, there's going to be defensive stays too, and there's going to be defensive dives, and like because they're already getting the fingers pointed. And like you said, even outside fandoms are getting involved. So it's just,
yeah, so
you know,
like,
he probably, like, he already feels guilty enough. Like,
yeah,
he probably knew he shouldn't have said
Jenny
it.
Yeah, Jenny is, like, of
oh,
course
man.
He's
He'll
taking
let it,
this all, like, all
he's,
inside his heart.
He's gonna get, it's gonna get to him. It sucks because
that's
just how
he is.
That's
how he is.
He takes
because,
a lot
like,
of things
he,
to
yeah,
heart.
Yeah, he takes a lot of pride in himself. But then it sucks because, like, what fans thought they were helping him out, but it made his situation so worse. So I basically, he put out this apology just to, like, squash it. You know,
hopefully
and then move
did,
on
but
from
like, it.
It
doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't seem
all
like
these
it.
Big like media outlets are like posting about it.
I know,
making articles, news articles.
Yeah, Korea
so,
Blue.
So
freaking
yeah,
like, blew that up. And, like,
you're running out of time, Haley. We're past the 1 hour mark. Do you have
I
other
know.
Stuff for Stray Kids? Do you want to talk about?
I'll just anyway, just check out his live. There was like another he checked out all these different songs, and I just had some here that interested me because I've been listening to the song a lot. It's Idol. By Yao Sobi is from that anime that you wanted us to watch.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it already.
Oshinoko.
Yeah, Oshinoko.
So,
yeah, like I want to. It's I can't even find it anywhere anymore.
Oh, it's on High Dive.
Oh, it's on High Dive.
Yeah,
right now. Oh, we don't have anyone.
I know.
Oh, I'm gonna ask Mark.
Yeah, can you ask? I want to watch it. So, anyway, it's like
thanks,
a
Mark.
It's a popular anime right now in Japan, and it's about. Funny enough, it's about a 16-year-old idol. But then being an anime, there's a huge twist. I don't know if you know what
I
like,
know
the
twist. Oh, you know the
yeah.
I don't want to spoil it here.
Yeah,
I know the twist.
Yeah. So I was like, oh,
I know the
damn.
Twist.
Okay.
So you looked it up. I thought, okay. Yeah.
I did. I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What is this about? Like, oh, it's just
yeah,
about
because
a singer.
It's gone crazy.
Yeah.
It's about an idol. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So
though.
He listened to that song. He also reacted to us.
Are we still talking about Chinese Room? Or
Chinese
something?
Room. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
He
I see.
Listened to Super by 17. He was like super into it.
Of course, he loves 17.
Yeah, he does.
He loves 17 stuff.
Yeah, he's best friends with Mingyu.
Yeah, so there you go. See? Fan wars. Great.
There was also this one song by Extraordinary Heroes called Freaking Bad. This one was funny just because of Chani's reaction to it.
Oh,
so
the one where he thought... Yeah,
yeah
he thought,
he thought they
cussing,
were
right?
swearing. So there's like a specific line in there. It said, if you seek it, Y-O-U. So like, it sounds like he's spelling out F-U-C-K-I-O. Oh, Y-O-U.
Yeah.
So, like, Chani was like, wait.
If you seek it, like, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. Like,
if
you're looking for it, if you're seeking it, why do I owe you?
Yeah.
That's what the actual
so they yeah. So
the
they were really smart about it. But then Chani was like, wait, let me look it up. He's like, are they swearing? Like, why are they allowed to cuss and we're not? And then he looked up the lyrics and he's like, oh. He's like, they were really smart about it. He's like, why didn't we think about that?
The way he said it, like, in his face.
Yeah, his
when
face
he realized
was so
it the
confused.
First time,
he's like,
it's like,
wait,
what? It's
yeah.
like when you do a second take.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
He
he's
really
like,
did.
He
paused,
it
video.
And went back after.
He was so
that
cute.
Was fucking funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, his lives are always, like, fun to watch, especially now that he can listen to all these different other
groups.
Thank
God.
Now.
Thank goodness.
And then, so, like, a lot of their teaser trailers were dropped for, there's two tracks, FNF, which is dedicated to the bushfires in Australia. And it was also shot in Sydney.
Oh,
Bang Chan and Felix's hometown.
Mm.
Yeah, so F, people are like, what does FNF stand for? It stands for flower and fauna. So he's there. They did a song for the wildlife in Australia because there's so many bushfires.
Yeah,
in
you
Australia.
Told me how crazy
it's
it is.
It's really bad. Like, all
I mean,
the wildlife
we get fires here, but then like the outback and the bushfires, it's like
it's so bad
just year round, right? Like,
yeah,
because it gets so hot and mm-hmm. like all the, that's crazy.
So they made a song that's really cute. They also, this was just a teaser trailer for it, and then they also did one for Get Lit. This one sounds like a hype dance track. And it has very,
ooh,
like, 90s style.
Ooh.
For the music video, they have those aluminium foil walls. You know, like, the
aluminium.
Very nice. The 90s. You
aluminum
know
foil.
Aluminum.
No, I like how you guys say it, though.
Aluminium.
Aluminium sounds way cooler,
yeah,
than aluminum.
And then today, they also dropped YouTube short videos for each member and the two subunits. They look fucking hot. Please check it out.
Oh, boy.
And then Hyunjin,
simp is coming out.
I know. And then Hyunjin's, because we talked about his cover for Esquire, and he did it for Cartier. So they had five pictures that they wanted to choose from for the cover of the magazine.
Oh.
They said that all five of them were so good, they couldn't choose, so they printed five versions for him.
Genius, because people will buy all the versions.
So this is crazy because he is now the fifth idol in history to have five solo covers at one time for a mainstream magazine. And the other idols were Jennie, Jisoo, Lisa, and Taehyung.
Those are the only idols
that have five different covers at one
that's
time.
That's some big company.
Yeah, so with. Go Hyunjin, woo! And then, I think that's it.
Oh, done.
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, so watch what? What were we going to say?
Oh, I was like, I watched Stray Kids Code, the last episode. It was really cool because they played soccer with their director and staff members, and Hyunjin is a fucking beast. Like,
he's
I had
good.
No idea. He was scoring all those goals.
Wow.
I was like, damn, Hyunjin. Okay.
Man, it makes me miss watching, and I want to talk about, my homework for this week, I will watch some more Jonathan.
I want to watch the Taehyung one.
We've only seen the clips and everything.
Yeah.
Like we haven't finished any of the stuff.
We can watch it. It's only like 20 minutes.
So let's do that while we eat.
Yes.
Actually, I have to edit.
Deal. Oh, okay.
Because this podcast is coming out in a few hours.
Yeah.
So thank you everyone for joining us as always.
I feel like I was talking at like 100 miles an hour.
You did a good job. I'm sorry. You're talking like Joey and how he talks French from Friends. Yeah, exactly. So thank you everyone for joining us as always. Give us a like, subscribe, comment, whatever. Actually, is there a comment? I guess you can comment on Instagram. You can send us a DM on Instagram for all that information we told you for Twice if you mm-hmm. want to join the Twice Japanese album giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And check us out. We're available on all platforms. Give us a rating too if you have any time. And our TikTok videos are doing pretty well. I just finally posted a few random
doing more
old
black
ones.
Pink ones, some black pink ones, because we have so many.
Some funny ones with all of the members, actually.
Yeah.
Especially like just chaos. 30 mm-hmm. seconds of chaos with Blackpink. And anything else you want to say?
That's it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you everyone for joining us.
That's all.
As always, till the next episode, stay safe, take care. And as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.